Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for March 22, 2018. In today's news, GAL has acquired the assets of Bormax. Elevator World's June edition will look at cabs and cab aesthetics. Tata Communications is working with Surbana Jurong to build secure connectivity for Internet of Things-enabled elevators. The Chicago Elevator Association is now accepting applications for its 2018 scholarship fund. An elderly man was hurt in an elevator shaft fall in Bulgaria. And news outlets in India are reporting progress and problems involving vertical transportation equipment at rail stations.
GAL Manufacturing Corporation, part of Golden Gate Capital, announced on March 19th it had acquired the assets of Bormax Corporation, which produces heavy-duty elevator components primarily for customers in California and other western states. Founded in 1969 and acquired in 1988 by Steve Sturm, Bormax designs and manufactures a variety of custom hydraulic elevator components, including pump units, jacks, slings, and platform packages. Sturm's son, Brett Sturm, took ownership of the El Monte, California-based company in 2017 and will continue to lead it under its new ownership. Mark Bollhauer, GAL President and CEO, said the acquisition will enable his company to continue to expand its product offerings and footprint across North America and better serve its West Coast customers.
Elevator World's June 2018 issue will focus on cabs and cab aesthetics. Event coverage will include the Elevator Conference of New York Supplier Showcase and the National Association of Elevator Contractors Educational Conference. Bonus distribution will be at the Elevator U Conference on June 19th through 21st. The deadline for submissions is April 16th. Also, the June issue will present a special section on people, with stories of a diverse array of professionals who make an impact on our industry. Nominations can be made at elevatorworld.com/people. The submissions will be viewed and responded to by April 11th. To participate in the focus topic or for more information, contact the Elevator World Editorial Department by phone at area code 251-479-4514, extension 30, or email editorial@elevatorworld.com. To advertise, contact extension 38 or email advertising@elevatorworld.com.
Mumbai-based Tata Communications is working with Surbana Jurong to equip its Internet of Things, or IoT-enabled lifts and escalators, with secure connectivity to Microsoft's Azure Cloud Platform, Business Standard reports. Singapore-based Surbana Jurong's lift monitoring system enables building managers and owners to remotely monitor the safety and maintenance of their lifts and escalators. The system uses artificial intelligence tools on a Microsoft Azure cloud platform to predict when a lift or escalator is likely to fail and triggers an alert for maintenance before a breakdown occurs. The collaboration with Tata will give the system IoT connectivity that enables data to be carried over an encrypted virtual private network for maximum reliability.
The Scholarship Committee of the Chicago Elevator Association, or CEA, has announced its 2018 Scholarship Fund, which will provide a minimum of four $500 scholarships to students pursuing their post-secondary education. Any daughter, son, stepchild, or grandchild of a CEA member in good standing is eligible. The application deadline is April 30th, and one application is permitted per household. Full requirements and rules can be found on the CEA website at cea-online.org/CEA-scholarship-fund.
A 75-year-old man was hospitalized with leg and head fractures after he fell from the fourth floor down an elevator shaft in the Holy Trinity area of Sofia, Bulgaria, the Sofia news agency reported on March 16th, citing information from Bulgarian national television. The incident occurred at 12:04 a.m., and the man was transported via ambulance to a hospital emergency room. He was said to be in stable condition.
Indian news outlets recently reported on vertical transportation improvements and issues at stations in West Central and Southern India, respectively. In the West Central city of Indore, officials unveiled an array of improvements, including new elevators and escalators at platforms 5 and 6 of the Indore Junction Station, the Free Press Journal reported on March 17th. The Times of India reported on March 18th that elevators and escalators at many footover bridges in the southern city of Hyderabad are inoperable. Given as an example were escalators at the footover bridge at the L.V. Prasad Eye Institute, which the source said, quote, causes a major inconvenience to senior citizens, end quote.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.